this is brought to you by Service King Collision Repair Centers and the Wellness Opportunities Group. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, polarizing radio personality in the market. He's finding out the joys of fatherhood at the holidays. Here is Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
But that's not a snake.
It looked like a snake.
Snake.
You guys familiar with Gary Glitter?
No. Isn't he the guy that gave us that ridiculous rock and roll part two and then was later accused of kiddie porn or something?
Not accused. He pled guilty in Britain in 1999 to 54 charges of child pornography.
Oh, my gosh. Mm.
Now, he only served 4 months in prison. I guess they're not too hard on those guys over in Britain.
He should have gotten time for that song.
What is rock and roll part two? Is that da-da-da-da?
That's it.
Did he do any... That's not even a song.
It's rock and roll part two.
No,
what was
it
rock
is
and roll
too.
Part one?
Are there any words to that song?
Hey.
Yeah, there's that. I think that's pretty much all it is, that which you hear at arenas.
I wonder if he gets paid
do
for
the
that.
Stars still use that?
Yep.
Oh, God, you're kidding.
After every goal.
And the Stars have been around how long now?
They've been around since 93.
12 years.
And they can't do better than that after 12 years.
Does he get paid for stuff like that?
I wonder how that works. Because everybody uses that, especially hockey.
Except he gets paid these days in cigarettes.
Well, no, he's not in prison.
Oh, he's not?
No, he only served 4 months.
No. And he's a creepy-looking dude, too.
So he was released, and then he figured that Britain wasn't too cool as far as picking up young boys and girls.
Mm-hmm.
So he fled to Cuba, who promptly kicked him out of their country, then Cambodia, where government officials expelled him at the behest of child rights advocates. Then he fled to Vietnam.
Ah, Nam, where everything's wide open.
I like the hot Asian girl. Where'd he go? Saigon?
Now, here's where the fun starts when he gets to Vietnam.
I think it's called Ho Chi Minh City now, isn't it?
Yeah, Saigon fell,
yes.
Grego. It fell.
Right.
That's the war we lost.
Yeah, no question.
That and Gulf War One. He'd been in Vietnam for about a year before the trouble started.
Well, when did he get out of prison?
In 2000.
Oh, gosh. I thought he just went a couple years ago.
So he's in Vietnam, and he got in trouble first because he got kicked out of a nightclub for copping a feel off a teen waitress. He grabbed one of the girls and put his hand up her shorts.
Okay, yep.
And the bar owner said, you know, we
better watch out in Lawrence this weekend.
When Sorta hits town.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, now.
And now they say that a 15-year-old girl was found living in his home.
Mm.
And when you're 61 and you have a 15-year-old...
That's Bill Wyman there.
It better be your grandchild.
Yeah, that's really not... That's not fun.
Norm?
We stuffed him back in his cage before
real
he could
quick,
say anything.
He couldn't even do anything. That's good. That's how it should be handled.
Now, they're saying in Vietnam, they don't play around with this type of stuff. It's not like you'll like Britain, where it's real liberal and he'll spend 4 months in jail. They're saying that he could get the death penalty for this.
Good.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it sounds like 54 counts.
Okay, here's the deal.
I mean, that's pretty tough. And he didn't learn his lesson from going to prison?
Why is it that the only people that can never be cured of whatever creepy ailment they have is child molesters? Why do they always resurface? Why can't you just... You can quit smoking. You can quit do drugs. You know, you can... If you have an alcohol problem or a drug dependency or a sex problem as far as, you know, Michael Douglas having too much sex, it seems like that can all be cured. But all these child molesters, man, they never learn their lesson.
Maybe they don't want to be cured.
Well, obviously he doesn't, as he's moved all across, you know, went country hopping trying to find some place that would accept his ways.
So all these sports arenas and all these teams then are glorifying a child molester.
You know what? Every time I hear that, Ron, I do think of him and just being a scumbag.
It's pretty weird.
So he's going to all these third world countries where he probably figures he can lure anybody with money.
God, is that guy rich? I mean, if he does get cash for that song being played after goals and stuff, he's got to be stinking wealthy.
Wasn't he one of those guys that was pretty big in Britain but never made it big over here?
I know nothing about him. I mean,
like Cliff Richard.
I know very little about him, too.
When was that song written? In the 70s?
Yeah, I was in the 70s.
When did you grow up?
Not then. I grew up in the 60s.
Oh.
The darkness. So I missed that by about 10 years.
Oh. Well, the darkness music was written by Michael Jackson. They probably need to get rid of that, too.
That dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. For real?
No, that's not him. You're just trying to be funny.
You're not funny when I don't even know if it's true. I'm so stupid. All right, so look out for him in your in a Laotian town near you.
Pamela, so they're going to execute this guy, most likely.
Possibly. I mean, it ranges anywhere from a dozen years to the death penalty.
Hey, you know
depending
what?
On how bad it is.
Mm-hmm. If they do, then so be it. At least it's...
That's their laws, and you got to live by them, right?
Right. I agree. Mike, a story for you. Boy, maybe Mike. We need to make an open for a Pamela Anderson story. Because I think he likes her more than Paris.
He's been calling for her lately.
Yeah, you really have.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Mike, would you like a Pam Anderson story?
I'd love one. Yes.
All right. Well, it seems she has a new man. She has, of course, left Tommy Lee, actor Stephen Dorff, and surfer Kelly Slater. She's plowed through them.
What, in the last 3 weeks?
I don't know.
What happened to Kid Rock?
That was,
is he way back down the road?
Yeah, this is, yeah. She's been with those three in the last year. She's now been spotted fluffing Mark McGrath.
Sugar Ray?
Sugar Ray?
Yes. And Extra.
No.
He's now the anchor of Extra. What a give up.
Why is it a give up?
Hang on.
Before you go on, Mike thinks he has something. He likes this guy.
Oh,
yeah,
he does?
I do.
Yes, he does.
I do. I like Sugar Ray.
Do you really?
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with them.
I do, too.
It's very harmless, very catchy pop.
I just want to fly. What do they do besides that?
Nothing.
No. They had a whole slew
okay,
of hits.
Well,
why can't we think of them?
What are they?
You don't like that I Just Want to Fly?
No, I'm asking Mike, what are their other hits?
I don't know. They had a bunch of them. There was a time when I heard them emanating from upstairs just about nightly.
Right. I guess they really stuck with you.
No, they're good. There's nothing wrong with it. They had a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah.
Just because
obviously.
Your daughter plays their CD on occasion doesn't mean they're hits.
No. They were hits. You heard them everywhere.
Okay. Well, what are they?
They had that other song that every morning, ba ba ba.
Yeah, there was that someday.
Yeah, what's that every morning?
Yeah, well, you guys, that sounds awesome.
that you were talking about?
What are the words?
Oh, and there was their fifth hit single that goes.
Oh, Mike.
The one that every morning.
There were a couple more.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, there was.
They were really, Mike. For a short period, they were really big. Weren't they, Ty?
Yes.
Don't call on Ty for backup.
Baby.
I think that one went number 3.
I hate you. All of you.
The two spent the weekend at Anderson's Malibu home, leaving only to go food shopping because they had so much sex they were hungry.
That is one horny gal.
You think?
Oh, my gosh.
Now, you know, the rumor is, and a matter of fact, it's self-admitted from Mark McGrath that he has a tiny wiener. he wanted to name their first...
Easy.
He wanted to name their first album Shrinkus Dinkus.
No, where's that?
No, he didn't.
Not lying to you. Not lying to you.
So how's that think? Flying in her house?
I don't know.
Doesn't Greg? She have hepatitis?
Yeah.
He's dealing with that.
Yeah, just strap one on.
Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you,
what did you say?
If you had a chance?
Yeah, probably.
Couldn't you overlook a little hepatitis for that?
Maybe.
Now, Greg, do you think that she's not impressed with him if he's, you know, like your size or something?
Oh, no. I mean, he ain't doing her no good.
Greg.
At all.
He ain't doing her no good.
I mean,
that was country.
And she probably thinks he's got a dingus that's countersunk.
Countersunk? Speaking of Tommy Lee.
I can't do that.
We haven't even mentioned Tommy Lee. Oh, I guess since you're talking about Pamela
Anderson. We really did. Speaking of Tommy Lee, he was out at this club called Avalon the other night.
Get his haircut?
In Los Angeles, no. And supposedly, the bartenders, were giving him free drinks the whole night long. His tip?
Nothing. Hey, that's...
I bet Didi was pissed.
Hey, celebrities are the worst tippers in the world. Gary Ward, worst tipper I've ever encountered.
Is he a celebrity?
Well, he was then. Back in the early 80s when he played for the Rangers, wouldn't
back
you say?
Back in the day when he was the only man in the free world as we knew it back then that hadn't quite gotten it through his head that the 70s were over?
Yeah.
Because of the sideburns?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was the worst tipper ever. You know who else was a bad tipper? Rick Sutcliffe.
Supposedly, a waitress complained to a member of Lee's entourage, and the guy said, well, hey, why don't you come back to the car? We'll give you a tip there, and we might even smoke a joint.
Norm?
Yeah. Boy.
I probably said, you know, that's all fine and good, but you know, I can't pay my mortgage or my car payment with a joint.
Have you tried? You might be surprised there.
That doesn't make much sense.
I tried to pay for it with an 8-ball once, but that didn't work.
There you go.
Specifically... his friend said, why don't you come back to the limo and, quote, light up a spliff?
Okay, what's a spliff?
It's a joint.
Slang for weed. So.
We have that to look forward to.
Be careful. What?
That story.
We do have that to look forward to.
Tommy Lee comes in your bar, bartenders. Just don't wait on him. He'll stiff you.
William Shatner is prepared to sell his kidney stone on eBay. He says it is
what I should have done with mine.
I've still got mine.
Ultimate piece of Star Trek memorabilia.
No, it's not.
I walked in the other day. My kid's belly button finally fell off. You know, the...
Right.
Put it on eBay, man.
No, I'm not putting it on eBay, but it fell off like 4 days ago.
Are you going to save it?
Hang on. So I go in to change him today, and I look next to the table, and there it is. It's still sitting there, and I didn't even ask my wife. I'm thinking, is she going to put this in the baby book or something? Like, tape it to the baby book?
I think that's what they do with it.
Justin, did you save it?
Yeah, I think...
No! Yuck!
I didn't, but my wife did.
My mother saved mine. Y'all want me to bring it up and see it?
It's disgusting. No.
Why do you save that? What's the point?
Well, she saved a lock of hair I had. For my first haircut.
Grego's is the size of an air conditioning coil.
Yeah. Mine looks like a 220 cord. She's got like a lock of hair for my first haircut.
All you guys bring up your baby's belly buttons?
Did you save yours?
One day. No.
Mike, did you save Jordan?
We made fajitas out of it.
We might still have it.
Yeah, you need a dinner? God, we're starved.
Or we might have fed it to Digger.
You didn't have Digger.
Digger's
back
not
then.
17. God.
But yeah, I think you do keep that, don't you?
Man, I don't know. I don't want to keep mine.
You need to keep yours, man. You need to keep everything. You need to keep baby's first poop.
Pull that.
I don't know how that could possibly be used.
It can't be.
So look for that on eBay. Even though eBay says they don't allow anything, they don't allow the sale of body parts.
That's not a body part.
It's something within the body.
Not really.
Okay.
Now, the kidney stone would be.
Yeah.
I've still got my kidney stone.
Why?
I don't know. I just saved
Where
it.
Is it?
It's in like a little jewelry box I've got where I keep my cuff links.
Weird. I went on there today and saw Elizabeth Taylor's Motor Functions for sale.
Motor Functions?
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
What?
She is an American treasure, and here you are just laying into her.
Unbelievable.
Her motor skills. That's funny, Mike.
That poor woman. As much as she's done for the entertainment world, and you treat her like that.
I saw Cleopatra last night. Couldn't believe how good she looked.
Yeah. Nice piece back then, huh?
Yeah. Here you are just ripping on her because she's in a wheelchair. How do you feel about yourself?
Not good.
Okay.
Is she in a conventional wheelchair, or does she have one of those rascals?
Now, I think the celebrity, I don't think that they would use a lark or a rascal.
Why not?
Why
not? I think that's too demeaning.
She has one that looks like Dion's golf cart.
No, they need someone to push them around. Celebrities need to be pushed.
They use a gator.
Oh, wouldn't you? I mean, isn't that what you'd want to have?
Gators. Well, I mean, Ted Williams used a wheelbarrow. His whole family was wheeling him around. Yeah, he did.
She needs a skateboard. Just sits on a skateboard.
Glue her to the skateboard.
Yep.
Just push her around.
What else?
Chancy.
Lost. I don't understand this. The TV show Lost is going to be the first show where you can watch it on your mobile phone. Producers of Lost
are
shooting 20 Mobispodes, mobile phone episodes, with each one just several minutes long. So you can only watch these on your mobile phone.
Why would you want to?
I don't know.
You know,
number one, that show sucks. Number two, why would you want to watch any show on your mobile phone?
I don't know. Why would you want to use your phone for anything but calling is my question.
You know what?
That is a great question, too.
This nation is too consumed with that show.
Yeah, it's a phenom, that's for sure.
And every time I talk to somebody about it, it's like, yeah, it's a good show. I mean, nobody raves about how great it is. It's
no,
a good
I know
show.
People who love it.
Well, that Dunham and Miller morning program sure does.
They do?
Yeah.
Losers.
Talk to my leader. He loves it. All right, we got to go. Got to go. Got to go.
Got to go. Got to go. Got to go. Go, go.
All right, that's entertainment news. It is 4:31 here on The Ticket.